With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The process of removing the remains of the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge from the Patapsco River to free up the Port of Baltimore has begun. Crews yesterday started to cut up the first sections of twisted steel so it can be loaded onto a barge. 7 floating cranes, 10 tugboats, 9 barges are on the job, and more could be on the way. Could tugboats have helped avert that collapse in Baltimore?
Tugboats were not escorting the massive cargo ship Dolly when it lost power in the Port of Baltimore and then slammed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge, toppling the span and killing 6 people. The disaster is drawing renewed attention to whether tugboat escorts should be required in the nation's ports to safely accompany increasingly big ships to protect bridges and other critical infrastructure. Cost-conscious shipping companies have over the years resisted calls for extended tugboat escorts, which add cost to every transit. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Wall Street launches into the second quarter of the year tomorrow on the heels of a stellar first quarter. The market's rally has been driven in part by hopes of a Fed interest cut, rate cut, maybe in June.
The stock market ended the first quarter in record fashion, gaining 47 points. The Dow closed Thursday at a record 39,807, while the Nasdaq ended just below its all-time high. The S&P 500 set another record, and over the first 3 months of the year, the S&P gained an impressive 10.2%. Tech stocks were among the market's best first quarter performers. Shares of Supermicrocomputer soared an extraordinary 255%. Rich Thomason reporting.
Christians all around the globe celebrating the resurrection of Christ on this Easter Sunday. Celebration subdued in Jerusalem in the backdrop of the Israel-Hamas war. This is SRN News. According to the latest research, nearly 2/3 of the abortions carried out in the U.S. last year were done so using drugs. That's up from 53% in 2020. Pro-life activists say abortifacients are being used to help women get around abortion bans in their states and represent a whole new front in the ongoing war for the life of unborn babies. Abortion pills are also a very lucrative product for America's giant pharmaceutical industry. The Guttmacher Institute reports that nearly 700,000 abortions were carried out in 2023 with the use of drugs rather than surgery. 2 families of minor children have filed a constitutional challenge to an Ohio law that bars sex change operations on anyone under the age of 18. The suit, which was filed with the help of the American Civil Liberties Union, claims that the state is denying transgender youth, quote, health care. The law, which also bars males from competing against females in school sports, will go into effect this month. This is SRN News. Japanese government health officials have raided a factory that produces health supplements they say have killed at least 5 people and hospitalized 100 more.
The factory was closed in December, but the government said it decided to carry out the inspection because of the scale of the health problems linked to the supplements. Nearly 700 people in Japan have undergone or have requested treatment. More than 100 are in hospital. And the scandal has spread abroad, with a woman in Taiwan hospitalised with acute kidney failure. Kobayashi says a chemical caused by blue mould may be the source of the problem, but the company's been criticised for waiting until last week to make its concerns public.
BBC correspondent Michael Duncan. Today is Saturday, March the 31st, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including actor Richard Chamberlain. He's 90 years old. Former Vice President Al Gore turns 77. This is SRN News.